Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. The Rail, Tram and Bus Union has raised safety concerns for commuters on the South Coast Line. The union says the new intercity trains due to start in 2019 will be able to be operated by drivers only, jeopardising the jobs of up to 380 guards. It says that would make things unsafe for commuters because there'd be no guards who can respond straight away if anything happens on the platform, particularly at stations with curved platforms. Gilmore MP Ansa Marlett says despite criticism, the federal government has made the right decision in lowering the backpacker tax. The government had been looking at a 32.5% tax, but it has revised it to 19%. And Mrs. Marlett says it's a win-win for everyone, especially smaller industries on the coast.
As our oyster industries, they are dependent on backpackers shucking their oysters. So it's a universal, not just agricultural, but fisheries. Even in some of the dairies, they've got backpackers working. This is a fabulous win.
It's believed a heater caused a fire that killed more than a dozen puppies in a townhouse at Warrawong. The puppies were being kept warm by the bar heater in the downstairs laundry. It's believed one of their blankets may have caught a light. And neighbour Steve was one of the first on the scene and says he found the family asleep.
The eldest boy woke up and heard me screaming out at the gate. He's gone to open his bedroom window, but the black smoke was directly below him and it was bellowing up past his bedroom window, which is slamming that shut. The four kids run downstairs to wake everyone up, and I believe even he's tried to make an attempt to have a look at the puppies.
The Weather Bureau is warning more wet weather is on the way for three states. Central Western New South Wales is preparing for heavy rain to cause already flooded rivers to rise, while Victoria and South Australia are expecting heavy rain. Meteorologist Rebecca Kamatakara says the South Coast and Highlands won't escape the rain either.
We do have that low-pressure system forming in the Bight, and that combined with a quite strong cold front is going to steadily move across southeastern Australia from late today through till Friday, really. It's quite a slow-moving system.
Organisers of the proposed Southern Highlands night markets will be meeting with Wingicarrie councils next week to try and garner more support. The group claims they were told by council staff that there were already too many markets in the Shire and the existing DA for Mossvale Showgrounds wasn't sufficient. Spokesperson Bridie Sampson says they want to cater for people who are busy during the day.
We are trying to go for something completely different by doing the night time and not having a daytime. We just want to make it available to more people who can't come to the day one, giving family something to do of a Saturday night.
And this year's tulip time has been described as one of the best ever, with record crowds flocking through Corbett Gardens in Barrel during the 13-day festival. Crowds are up 3% to more than 39,000 people. And manager of Destination Southern Highlands, Steve Rosa, says it's a great result considering the bad weather over a number of days.
And that's a really pleasing result considering that we had five weather-affected days. And had those days been sunshine days, we would have seen that increase really being a real record breaker for tulip time for 2016.
To sport, and the Shoalhaven District Cricket Association has a new president, with Craig Howson being named to the job. The Momondere resident has been involved in cricket in the region since the early 1980s. And the Sydney Sixers are bringing the fun of the Big Bash to the Shoalhaven. Partnering with Shoalhaven City Council, the Sixers will be at Ulladulla next Tuesday to run their T20 Blast Clinic at Mollymook Beach. That's the latest news and sport.